I'd say the opposite. Bring your ideas and let's have good, clear dialogue on it. Yeah, I'm going to welcome any kind of conversation, especially from a, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18 year old young person, and they're still can. I want to teach them how to think and how to think, look at things quantitatively and qualitatively to really understand why they're taking their position.
And that's when you look at how this process has gone here forward in this area. You have the students that say, we're going to participate in the walkout. And then the school district says, well, you know, that's not approved. That's going to be, our policy is unexcused absence. The students say, well, can we change that? So they take that step. School district says, no, it's the school board says still unexcused absence. And the students say, well, some of the students believe strongly enough, well, I'm still going to take the consequences. And doing it peacefully, I guess, is that part of the true spirit of democracy, you think?
Well, I think that's totally the free spirit. Now, I'm going to support a school district always in making that decision of how they want to handle it locally. I mean, they've been elected locally. But I'm also going to say to my children, you know, that I want them to be strong in their beliefs. Now, they've got to decide whether or not. I heard a very interesting story on Friday about a group, Springfield, and what they did was did a sit-down strike. And you could picture the dynamics of what that might have looked like. They got drug out of Springfield. This was a lobbyist who told me this story. And he said he was standing outside the governor's office. I don't even know, this might have been 4 or 5 years ago, a year ago, I don't know when it happened. And standing outside the governor's office, all of a sudden he recognized two of the people that had been drug out. And of course they were in their blue jeans and not dressed nicely the day they got drug out, but were dressed in suits the day they're coming to see the governor. And he said to them, wait a minute, weren't you here the other day for that sit down strike? They said, yes, we were. We got a lot of press, but nothing happened. And we realized that was the wrong way for us to fight that battle. So they're going to come back and sit down and try to have dialogue instead of just pressure. Now, I'm not saying any one of those is right or wrong. All I'm saying is when you're going to go out and take a position on something, you have to think about how can I be most effective at this. And that's democracy. That's freedom of expression. That's something that makes our country great. There are times we'll disagree with how they do it, times we agree. But you got to support the right of people living in America to have their freedoms.